And then he said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find." So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. That's Matthew 22, 8 through 10. And that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. So a son was getting married, and the father was beside himself. He spared no expense in getting everything ready for the great celebration. From the main course to the dessert, from the seating arrangements to the table settings, everything was ready. You can imagine the father's disappointment when all those invited refused to come. So he sent out the invitation to everyone. The banquet hall was filled with guests. Jesus told this story to explain that the religious people in Israel had refused God's invitation for his son's celebration. Jesus walked among them, but they refused to follow. And so God opened up the party to everyone. No person is turned away. That same invitation is yours today. God invites you to trust in his son and enjoy a relationship with him forever. This invitation is not based on what you have done for God, but what God has done for you. It's free and without condition. Will you accept God's invitation right now? If you'd like to, pray this prayer with me. Lord, I want to be a part of the great celebration with you. I want to spend eternity with you in heaven. I admit that I am unworthy, but I know Jesus came to make me worthy by his death on the cross. I trust Jesus as the one who paid the penalty for my sin and ushers me into the banquet hall to celebrate now and celebrate forever. Today, I accept your invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer, let us help you get started on your journey. Please let us know by sending an email to prayer@ronmoore.org. Send your story to prayer@ronmoore.org.